This fall, we went on the ice with rookie goalie Mitchell Gibson as he tried to make the roster for the Washington Capitals.
I like your shot.
What?
I like your shot.
Yeah?
It's keeping me on my toes right now.
Gibson didn't make the team, so we're following along throughout his first professional season in the minor leagues. He's been shuttling back and forth between the Capitals affiliates in Charleston, South Carolina, and Hershey, Pennsylvania. And things are going well.
I think my self-confidence has improved a lot to kind of help with some of those things that don't get in my own head. I got this. I can do this. Don't get intimidated by the moment. You know, crowds get a little bit bigger, fans get a little bit more intense, all that kind of stuff. But I'm trusting what I got going on right now.
Gibson scored a goal, believe it or not. And remember, he's a goalie. And he's gotten the chance to suit up for a team that he rooted for in the stands as a kid. But as expected in your first year in the pros, there have been a lot of adjustments. We caught up with Gibson the other day. He was in Florida for an away game with the South Carolina Stingrays, and he said the biggest challenge has been the constant back and forth playing for two squads.
It's funny because South Carolina, it's 60, 70 degrees. We can go to the beach, go out downtown, and a lot of good restaurants down there. And then you'll get the call up to Hershey, and the next day I'll be in a winter jacket, long pants, and got to throw away the flip-flops.
Is it hard to get into a groove when you're going back and forth between two teams that much?
It was. I had a really funny, I played Friday night in Charleston. Next morning, I get on the team bus and we start pulling away from the rink. And 5 minutes into the bus ride, I get a call from one of the Caps guys saying, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, we're on the team bus. We're traveling to," I think it was Greenville. And he goes, "Stop the bus." He's like, "You need to go meet Hershey and Charlotte ASAP."
In September, at the Capitals' rookie camp, Gibson had told us how important the mental aspect of goaltending is and how meditation helps him find his focus. He's kept at it.
With the amount of traveling and that kind of stuff, it's hard to do when you're in a hotel room. So sometimes I might have to lock the bathroom door and be on the ground just to get like quiet in the room. But in order to like... It's been helping me a lot with the travel.
And we're just over halfway through. Now Savannah looking to get it back. Here's Vinny Marlowe, a shot blockered by Gibson.
I wanted to play you some play-by-play tape and get your reaction to a moment that happened the other week when you were in goal.
Okay.
Six skaters out for Savannah. Pass out. It's going to go. And it's in! A goal from South Carolina!
The opposing team mishandled the puck and accidentally shot it into their own net. And when that happens in hockey, the goal is credited to the player from the other team who touched it last.
And South Carolina's not sure who touched it last before the penalty.
You could hear by the audio, it was really confusing what happened. Nobody knew who it was.
Gibson said he stood there in goal, trying to figure out who would get the credit. And then he saw his other team's goalie wave down the ref from the bench to ask to keep the puck.
And I was like, "Oh, it might be you, idiot." And then they were taking a while to announce who it was. And I was like, and the longer they were taking, I was like, they're probably reviewing it to see if I touched it. And it was an incredible moment. I mean, it's when to hear my name get called like that.
So they're giving it to Mitchell Gibson. They're saying that Gibson touched that puck last. That is goal number one of the season for Mitchell Gibson.
A goalie scoring a goal is a huge moment, of course, but Gibson told me his first pro season is memorable for another reason, too.
Having my first pro win be with the Hershey Bears, a team that I grew up going to their games and going to the Hershey Park every year as a kid, and to finally like wear that jersey and go out and play and win a game, that was a pretty special one for myself. And I didn't, and my dad actually drove up to Bridgeport from Philly that day. So that I had a really cool moment with him, hugging him in the lobby. Funny enough, the last game I played last season for Harvard, we lost 8-1 to Ohio State in that same rink in Bridgeport. So that was the last game of my college career. And then the first game of my pro career is back in that same building after letting up 7 goals and getting killed, to then coming back in my first pro game with Hershey and getting a win in that same building. That was a really cool moment for me, and to share that with my dad, who we were crying in the lobby at the end of last year, and now we're hugging, you know, with a lot of happiness.
Nice, nice. All right, Mitchell Gibson, right now a South Carolina Stingray. We are following him through the season as he's a Hershey Bear, a Stingray, maybe a Capital. We'll see. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.